From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Australia's Prime Minister is in Washington today to meet with President Obama. The president's strategy for Afghanistan is likely to be high on their agenda. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
This is Kevin Rudd's second visit to Washington this year to meet with President Obama. Just like last time, the two are likely to discuss the ongoing war in Afghanistan. Australia currently has around 1,000 troops there, and the president is expected to ask for more than an additional 450 that Rudd has already committed to. Rudd's been a strong supporter of the president when it comes to Afghanistan, a point he made clear during debate in the Australian Parliament before leaving for the trip.
The fact that we are currently in the field with the Americans in Afghanistan and elsewhere underlines the closeness of our relationship.
The two will also likely discuss next month's climate change summit in Copenhagen. Kevin Rudd is currently working hard to push an emissions trading plan through his parliament before the summit. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Another bomb has exploded under a Russian train, this time in the troubled southern region of Dagestan. There were no injuries. Meanwhile, Russian officials say the death toll from Friday's bombing of the Moscow-St. Petersburg Express has risen to 26. NPR's Anne Gerald has more from Moscow.
It's unclear if the two bombings are linked, but Russia's predominantly Muslim regions of Chechnya, Ingushetia, and Dagestan have seen a rise in violence by Islamist fighters in recent months, and Russian officials had warned attacks could once again spread to areas around the capital as they did a few years ago. No suspects in Friday's train bombing have been named, but police sources and analysts believe the attack was most likely carried out by anti-government Islamist fighters. There was a similar attack on the Moscow-St. Petersburg rail line 3 years ago, which police then attributed to a former military officer with links to Chechen separatists. Russian police today released a computerized sketch of a man who witnesses saw in the area before the attack. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao said today that China will keep the value of its currency at a stable and balanced level. The Chinese leader made that comment following a summit with European Union leaders who are urging China to move more quickly in loosening controls that keep the Chinese currency linked to the weakening U.S. dollar. Wen said that to maintain the basic stability of the exchange rate for the Japanese currency is conducive to the Chinese economy and the recovery of the world economy. He described as unfair demands for changes. Also, he accused critics of China's policy as practicing trade protectionism against developing countries. Oil prices rose to near $77 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was up by 52 cents to $76.57 a barrel. This is NPR News. If golfer Tiger Woods has his way, no more details will emerge about his day after Thanksgiving car crash outside his Florida home. Woods released a statement on his website yesterday saying that the incident is a private matter and he wants to keep it that way. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
For the third day in a row, Tiger Woods declined Sunday to talk to Florida police about the early morning accident that, according to Woods, left him cut, bruised, and pretty sore. According to Woods' agent, the Florida Highway Patrol said further discussion with them is both voluntary and optional. Woods' agent said Woods simply has nothing more to add. The FHP is continuing its investigation. As each day passes without a full public accounting of what happened, the incident threatens to damage Woods' up-to-now clean public image. There's been speculation the crash happened during a fight between Woods and his wife in response to a published report last week that Woods was having an affair. In his website statement, Woods said the situation is, quote, my fault, I'm human, and I'm not perfect. But he also said the stories circulating about him and his family are false rumors. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The White House plans to announce today an expanded program to battle a foreclosure crisis that shows no signs of letting up. The government wants to step up pressure on mortgage companies to do more to help people remain in their homes. Treasury spokeswoman Meg Riley says the goal is to increase the rate that troubled home loans are converted into new mortgages with lower monthly rates. Industry officials say part of the new effort will be to highlight firms that are lagging in that area. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.